Well, I must say it was the most entertaining evidence we've had at Chilcot yet. She doesn't mind what she says. She doesn't use Mandarin language. She doesn't say, I found myself somewhat in disagreement with the emphasis of what he said. She says he was lying, that kind of thing. So she came straight out with it. She painted a picture of a completely dysfunctional government in which Tony Blair made all the decisions. Cabinet. She said we had little chats in cabinet. She made it sound like what you might do, have around the water cooler with some of your colleagues. You know, you might discuss what was on Celebrity Big Brother last night. Virtually, there were no real substantive discussions about Iraq at all. Everything was decided so as to fit the 24-hour news cycle. Parliament was reduced to a rubber stamp. Why had she stayed in office? Well, she said she'd been promised by Tony Blair that George Bush was going to bring the UN to the front in restructuring Iraq, and he would accept the notion of a roadmap and, she thought, a Palestinian state. Well, that's kept her on board. She didn't resign until after the invasion, but then she realised none of this was true, it wasn't going to happen, so she did resign, and she used very bold, demotic language. She felt she'd been deeply misled, that people like her were completely marginalised. She said that Gordon Brown, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, as he was then, who had to pay the money for all this adventuring in the East, in Mesopotamia, he'd been marginalised as well. Whether the Chilcot inquiry will take it on board, I don't know. They looked rather startled much of the time. You got the impression that they felt that this was not the way things should be expressed, that there was a certain language for saying matters like that, and it was no good coming on as Claire Short did, just saying what she meant and coming straight out with it. So how seriously they'll take her evidence remains to be seen, but it was jolly entertaining while it lasted.